Behind the Mask.
We back. This is going to be a fun one, man. We back behind the mask. And I'm going to tell you what, I got to give everybody that went to Penn State some issues because Ole Miss beat Penn State. We had LeVar Arrington on, you know what I'm saying? Gave him the business real quick. But the young homie out of Penn State, now with the Washington Commanders, first round pick, Jahan Dotson, man. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
Everything good?
Yeah, everything straight.
Yeah, quiet as kept. Jahan didn't want to do this interview when he found out I went to Penn State, man. You know what I mean? So, but it's all good. It's all love.
It's good.
So how you doing, man? We down here for the Super Bowl in Vegas, man.
Yeah, first time down here.
Work?
Yep, vibing. Getting to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Living life.
Second year in the league. What was the major adjustment out of college when you finally got to the NFL?
I feel like the biggest adjustment for me was the length of the season.
Yeah.
I think it's six more games. Yeah. Feel like you're playing half a year almost. And I feel like, you know, your body, as you get older, you get those different aches and pains, and you really got to take care of that stuff week to week. So you're available.
You talking about aches and pains, and you ain't in your second year in the league, bro. They say though, each year you're in the league, you have another piece of equipment that you got to add on, like another piece of tape, or you know what I'm saying, a buddy take the finger, something, you know what I mean?
Something, for sure. Definitely, I could attest to that. My second year definitely was added extra padding on. Those hits add up a little bit.
So you're talking about the hits, man. We always have that welcome to the league moment. So your rookie year, was there a DB face, a hit you took? What was that? Damn. This shit is real. We in the NFL now.
Yeah, my welcome to the league moment was definitely playing the 49ers my rookie year, man. I thought I was concussed about four or five times. No joke. I was looking up at the sideline trying to get signals. I'm seeing blurred vision, all that, man. That was crazy. But that was a fun one, though, being able to play in San Fran, playing against some great talent, Fred Warner, all those guys. That was real fun.
So who's your favorite DB to go against? Who brings the most out of Jahan Dotson when you play him?
Favorite DB to go against? Yeah. Slay is a good one, being that I see him twice a year. This year,
Eagles, yeah.
I played against a lot of good DBs this year. Pastor Tan, Sauce Gardner. Playing against those guys, you know, those are some of the top guys in the league. So, you know, you got to bring your best. You gotta bring your best every week, but you know, when you play those guys, you wanna prove some, because those are the guys that get talked about as the best in the league.
Some of the goats, right. So is there anybody that when you got to the league, you like, damn, this is such and such? Was it a starstruck moment? You know what I mean?
Aaron Rodgers, man. that was crazy for me. Shout out Aaron Rodgers, man. Being able to grow up and see Aaron Rodgers ball, man, seeing Super Bowl he won. My rookie year, I didn't get to play, but I got to observe from the sideline, so I really got to really take it all in. And man, watching him was crazy. Some of the throws he was making, that was a pretty cool moment for me.
Facts. So with the Commanders, didn't have the season y'all wanted, obviously. What is it going to take for you guys to turn the ship around next year?
A lot, honestly. And I feel like we have a lot of things in place for us to do that. New management coming in. New coaches. We got a second overall pick in the draft. We got a lot of cap space. So I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that if we hit on it, we could do something right. We can make a lot of noise in the NFC East and the NFC as a whole. So, you know, I feel like we make those things happen, we could be playing in January and February.
Yeah, can't sleep on y'all a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So what you think you got to do to step your game up to make it to the level that you want to see in the league? Not saying that you're not there now, but like, what's the perfect scenario for Jahan Dotson, man?
I feel like the number one thing for me is consistency. Week in and week out, being consistent, being able to show up and make plays for my team when we need them the most. Those big third downs we need to catch, we need to stay on the field a little bit longer. I feel like I can be that guy to make those plays, and I want to be that guy. So I feel like this year is a big stepping stone for me to be able to take that step in that direction.
Right. Again, we here at the Super Bowl. This is like the culmination. Everybody that plays in the NFL wants to be here this weekend. Not doing interviews here, but at the team hotel chilling, getting ready for the big game, right?
So
what is it like for you, or what would it be like for you if you make it to the Super Bowl?
Man, dream come true, man. I've been watching the Super Bowl ever since I was about 3-4 years old, and being able to go to it and play in it, that's something you dream of, honestly. All the eyes in the world watching you, being able to put on a show in front of everyone, that's something that I dream of.
So who you going for Sunday, man? Chiefs or Niners?
I like Mahomes, man.
Yeah, I like
Mahomes. I can't bet against him. I like Mahomes.
What makes him different as a quarterback that, you know, you haven't seen in your days of playing ball?
He just has it, man. Like, arm talent wise is some of the best I've ever seen, and I feel like he's able to manage the game, manage the clock, kind of like Brady did.
Yeah, facts.
You know, he doesn't have to have all pro receivers, running backs around him. You know, he can make it happen. He's doing that this year. He's making it happen. And his guys are stepping up. But, you know, when you got Mahomes on your team, man, you can never doubt yourself.
Ideal season in 2024 for you, man. What's that looking like?
I want to go to the playoffs.
Right.
I want to go to the playoffs. I need to touch the playoffs, man. I heard there's a money incentive too when you make the playoffs. I need that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I need that for sure. But I want to touch the playoffs.
Yeah.
I want to see what that experience is like, man. I want to play for championships.
There's nothing like it because you get into them, you know, the final set of teams that are going for it, all eyes on you.
Right,
you
know what I mean? Exactly.
Each game, the nation's watching. The world is really watching.
Yeah.
It's definitely dope. So wish you the best with the Commanders, bro. Where can the BTM audience find you? Social media, what you got going on off the field? You anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter, at John Dotson. You can find me on Instagram, at Heezy, H55ZY _. I'll be on there all the time.
All right, for sure. Make sure y'all check the homie out, Jahan Dotson from Newark. Went to Penn State. Ain't going to hold that against you. I wanted to go to Penn State. True story, I wanted to go to Penn State when I was getting recruited in 95, but it didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Wound up going to Ole Miss, which I'm happy about. But, you know what I mean? We got that dub, so I got to rub it in. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep doing it. We don't know how long it's going to last. You know what I'm saying? So, as long as I got it, I got it for now.
For sure.
Salute, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you for having me.
Behind the Mask.